Yes, sir. We are back. It is now 5:05, and you're listening to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. Akra Hudson, Cascon, Big Vern in the building with Slay Diddy. Bro, you good, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited right now, man. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for more reasons than one could believe, because whenever we get to have Todd on, man, it's like a special treat, man. Mm-hmm. For him to bring the guys in. So what I want to do first, I want to give them the clap, man, because Todd reached out to me, man. Did I tell you that, Slay?
No, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, he reached
out.
Keep
a secret, Slay.
Nah, well, you know, you're alderman now. You're so busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I barely get to talk to you.
That's the excuse for everything, man.
Todd, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're busy, man. You ain't even invite me to the Veterans Parade. I would have walked with you. I'm not allowed behind the. I'm not allowed, right?
Look, you see how you do? Everybody's allowed at a parade.
Not to walk in the street, dog. But yeah, he reached out. He was like, "Listen, man, if you guys don't have a guest next week, you know, I like to come in. The guys are fighting this week and coming up." Mm-hmm. And I kept it 100. I was like, "Yo, bro, even if we had a guest, you know, we bump him, because I mean, it's Todd. You know, you family. Whenever you want to come on the air, we want you here. So let me go ahead and give him the clap." And I want to say that Tim Martin is very, he's bothered right now because he wanted to be here. Tim wanted to be here. He did send me some questions that he wants me to ask you guys, but he's bothered because he wanted to be here. But duty calls, and he's watching the Hudson High School scrimmage game. Started at 5, but let me give these guys a clap, and let's start this interview. So we got one of the boxers here. You want to just move up and introduce yourself?
You can't act shy now, because when Jim Lampley or somebody interviewing y'all after the fight, you gotta be ready.
This Christian Race.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Christian?
I'm good.
And what I'll do is I'll ask the questions as we go on, you know. But what preparations? You guys fight this Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What preparations did you guys go through to get ready for the fight that you're about to have?
I really, Todd always drills in our head, like, you know, you don't really want to have to prepare. You want to stay ready. You know what I mean? Like, we never really had to, like, change up no training. Like, we train hard all the time. Even when there's not a fight coming up, we train hard every day. Mm-hmm. Like, we train like we're going for a world title. Like,
so it was just business as usual.
Be ready so you don't got to get ready.
Yeah, I like that.
Ready.
How many professional fights have you had already?
Not amateurs.
Amateur, you both. Oh, I'm sorry. I done bumped y'all up already, man.
Ready.
How many amateur fights have you had?
Two. But you know, like, I really feel like in our gym we take our sparring matches like real serious.
Okay.
You know, like, so I feel like I've already went to war like 100 times, like, because our sparring matches in the cities and everywhere we go to other gyms, like, it feel like, you know what I mean?
So, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm a whole bunch of steps ahead. Mm-hmm. Other amateur fighters.
Will you talk briefly about the last fight that you had? Did you get a first round knockout?
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Not guessing, but like, you know how you could close your eyes and you could almost see Tim's article? Like, I could see the article. I remember when it was going on. So you got a first round knockout, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
I don't know. I just go, whenever I go in the ring, I just focus on, like, I'm just going to do my best, and just, I'm going to try every trick I know and every skill I know and everything I can do to try to, like, just hurt you and, like, try. So I went in there and I just tried to just do everything I could and everything in my power to win. And
it worked.
Yeah. Ended early. Yeah.
What's the hardest part about boxing?
It's the focus. It's a lot, like, because you got to do this every, you got to make it your life, you know. You can't, there's no slacking. So it's like, I feel like it's just, as long as you stay focused, there's really nothing, there's only thing to stopping you is you. Like, as long as you stay focused, you know, you can do good things.
Do you do anything else besides boxing? Like, are you the kind of guy that might box Monday through Friday, but then Saturday you hit the club?
Every day. That's my life. Like, on the weekends, after I go home from work, if I don't go to the gym, I'm going to be at home shadow boxing, doing 1,000 sit-ups, 1,000 push-ups, a couple thousand, you know, like, jumping jacks. Everything I can do, like, boxing is literally my life. I dream about it, sleep, you know, I live and breathe it.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
With an Olympic medal and turning pro and having about 3 professional fights by then.
Is that typical, Slay? Slay's my boxing expert. He's my expert.
That's a solid plan. I mean, that was the most well said of, you know, of the top fighters we had so far. So I got a lot to to catch up to. That was some focus.
Yeah.
So who's some of the boxers that you look up to professionally?
Professionally, like famous wise, I look up to, of course, Mayweather. But then I look up to guys like Terrence Crawford and all them. Those are all of my modern day favorite fighters. But there's no fighter I love more than Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In and outside the ring, that's just my favorite dude.
Yeah, you watch the movie Will Smith?
Yeah, but I didn't like that. I felt like he kind of like, not no disrespect, but he like ruined it. Like you know what I mean? Cause I liked it when Ali with the greatest one.
Mm.
Mixture of the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you wanted to see the real Ali?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't like.
I want to go back to your last fight. Tim was saying that the guy you fought was trained by Tim Weatherspoon.
Yeah, Terrible Tim. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Terrible Tim.
I want you to be honest, man, because I know boxers have this tough exterior, but knowing that he's trained by this guy, did that play any part? Were you a little nervous, or did you just believe in what you believe in and saying, I don't care who trained him, I'm gonna go in here and beat him?
Nah, of course. Like when I looked over in the corner during the fight. Like, I didn't see him, so, like, right before the bell rung, I looked in the corner, and I saw him standing up. I was like, ooh. He's like, I said, training him. But now, like, I just trust my training. Like, I trust my trainer. Like, I know I got just an elite team, and I know that, like, I know what I'm capable of. Like, I know, like not to sound cocky, you know, but, like, I'm really just not worried about nothing at the moment. Like, you know what I mean? I just know what I'm capable of. Like,
not crazy. Anything that you want to say about the opponent? Can you tell us a little bit about the opponent that you have on Saturday in Saratoga?
All I know is his name, and he weighs the same amount as what I weigh. And all I know is that I'm gonna just beat him.
Is basketball and boxing similar? Whereas if I was going up against a guy in basketball, I definitely watch some footage. I go back and watch some footage on him, see where he's
different
comfortable
amateurs.
At. Yeah,
I mean amateurs. Yeah, well, of course, professional. Like some national amateurs too. You do that too. But right now, it's really just about like just going in there and just putting on a show, like and doing your thing, like just to get out there. Like, there's really like all you really figure out before, like right now and everything is just the name of the fighter and he weighs. Sometimes you won't even know the name, but and the age. But I mean, I don't really feel like none of that matters. Like, it's like I'm not trying to be his friend. I'm not trying to get to know him. You
know? So. All right, man. Anything else, Slay?
That's all. Who we got up next?
Jameer, right? Jameer Jones.
Yeah, I gotta talk to Jameer too, man.
Yo, listen, he looked like his dad, yo. Just a taller version. A Gene, man. Gene, your dad, right?
Yeah.
You look like a taller version of Gene, yo. Real rap, yeah. You also had a second round knockout, right?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to talk about that?
I mean, the first round, I was nervous a little bit. He came at me swinging crazy. Second round, I focused more, sat down on some punches, and just trusted my training. Like Christian said, always trust your training. And I went to the body, and the refs did an 8 count. And he asked the fighter if he wanted to fight, and the fighter said he didn't want no more.
He literally said he don't want to fight no more?
No mas.
He said no mas.
Shout out Tim Martin. Yeah. No mas.
Is that your daughter?
That is my daughter.
You can have her come in. We love this community radio. How about she calling you?
I think she'd be better. She'd be outside.
Yeah, nah, we'll be there. You let her come in. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, she ran the other way.
Oh, okay. So you're an amateur fighter also?
Yes, I am.
How many fights?
Two.
Just
two.
Yeah. Do you still believe in the same as Christian saying that you stay ready so you don't have to get ready?
Always stay ready so you don't gotta get ready. Always stay in fight shape.
Yeah. What is the hardest part about, you know, being a you know, an amateur fighter?
I feel as though, like Christian said, is staying focused and staying motivated. I do this Monday through Friday. Every day, if I'm not in the gym, I'm home working out. I got a heavy bag. I use a heavy bag, jump rope, all that. So, like Christian said, the hardest part is just staying focused and being motivated.
At what point in your life did you realize that you wanted to be a boxer?
After playing Fight Night Round 3.
That was my joint.
Yeah. That was my joint. As a boxer and an amateur boxer, do you guys have any problems with people like trying to be tough guys and, you know, saying things to you, like, you know, and trying to, you know, antagonize you or getting you to fight outside of the ring, or, you know what I mean?
I mean, you come across that. People try to test you all the time, test their might. But at the end of the day, it means nothing. Words is words. So if they ready to lace up, they can lace up, go in the ring, do whatever you got to do.
Do you have any extra responsibility or more focus with being a dad? And how does that work as far as your training and stuff like that?
Everything I do for her. I try to provide a better life for her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so she don't ever got to wonder, like, oh, when we going to eat? When is I going to get this? So I want everything to be provided for her. So I'm like, my five-year goal, I want to be professional, okay. Having good fights, making big bucks, you know, providing for her, having her have the best everything. That's, like, my biggest motivation in life right there.
Okay. Slay?
I got a bone to pick with y'all men, man. Now, I saw the fight. And the dude was swinging crazy. It was strange. I never seen any type of tactic like this. But what I'm mad at you, I'm mad and I'm proud of you for getting the job done. But I'm mad because this is the second time I watched one of your fights on video. Shout out to Mike Black. He was bugging in the video too, by the way. But why the hell do you not use your length? I don't get it. Like, I went back and forth with Todd about this over and over. We be having private conversations about you guys. And I said, he has the length, and at this weight class, you could be very dangerous. Why? Tell me, Jamir, why?
I don't know. When I first started, I felt like I had to get close enough to a person so they could feel my power and just, you know, make sure I hit them. But I've been focusing a lot more in training on using my, you know, staying at distance, boxing from the outside, mixing it up, using my feet, head movement, practice everything I got to practice.
What weight class do you fight at?
154.
Yeah, 154. How tall are you?
6'2".
6'2 at 154.
6'2 at 154.
Like, you got to use that arm length, man. You ever heard of Paul Williams?
Yeah, Smith was telling me. I was watching the few videos on him the other day.
Yeah, you gotta, like, he was a cheat code at those weight classes at, you know, 147, 154, because a lot of fighters at those weight classes are tend to be shorter fighters, mm-hmm. and have, you know, shorter arm length. So, like, I was just yelling at my phone, like, going crazy, like, Jamir, use the jab, like, but keep him away. I was proud you got him out of there, man. But I mean, I don't know who was yelling, me or Mike, but a little louder. Who's some of your boxers that you look up to professionally?
Of course, Money Mayweather, Tevin Farmer, Terrence Crawford, of course, mm-hmm. Paul Williams, like we previously stated, Demetrius Andrade. But my all-time favorite fighter has to go to Roy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, I must have forgot.
What do you know about the fighter that you're fighting on Saturday?
Nothing, just a name. Doesn't really matter. Like Christian said, I'm not trying to be friends. Going to get the job done.
I can't understand this, man. I'm too prepared, man.
You can't.
Even
the
as
amateurs,
an amateur,
though,
I'm too prepared. I'm going to find his friends, man. Is he left-handed, right-handed? Do he like the bob and weave? Like,
amateurs is a different ball. It's like showing up at the park and there's people there that's just balling. Like, you don't know nothing until
bro, I'm
you check
you.
It up.
I'm telling you, what I would do is I'll just sit and watch some shadow box. I gotta have an up on somebody. Like I could never go into a battle.
You might
just
be in two different rooms though, too.
You
might get kicked out. You gotta have a glass up to the door. What's cool? Like Bird was in here stealing tips. They're gonna make the announcement like Bird was disqualified. Ty gonna be disappointed in you. You be seeing them boys on Facebook throwing tires and stuff. You gonna be all that for nothing now. You gonna be upset.
I got a lot of respect for y'all, man. Just to say, listen, you just fighting him. That's it.
Yeah.
What you know about him? Nothing. You just gotta fight
him. Just gotta fight him.
I'm gonna be like, nah,
game.
Man. Give me 2 weeks, man. I wanna see. I wanna know something about him before I get in there and just start fighting him. Oh, I think Delaney here with your shirt, yo. That's right. you a dirty dog, yo.
Nah, I just had to make sure that they come with that prize. I got my eye on the prize. I stay ready, so I don't got to get ready.
So, like I said, you said 5 years. You do want to be a pro.
Yes.
You do want to. But I want to ask you because I know it's hard. A lot of boxers start out as the amateurs, and they do this, and they do well as amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, Slay, and I'm asking you and Todd, they lose that focus. What happens in that round of going between amateur and actually getting paid that they're losing focus? Or is it because in amateurs, you don't get to study people, and now when you get to the pros, people get to study you?
I think, like, it depends. Like, if some people really want to, you know, just stay amateur, and some people are better professional fighters than they are amateurs. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's all on your mindset, on what you want to do and how badly you want it.
Okay. But you're going to stay focused, right?
Of course.
You already said focused. You're going to focus for your daughter.
I'm always focused.
I want to see you guys do big things, man. And listen, I'm telling you right now, when you guys do big things, you got to take me and Slay along.
I want some good seats.
Yeah, take us along. I'm gonna study y'all before I even.
Oh, I'm gonna show the video when you wasn't using your length. Show it to your opponent. Like, yeah, look.
You got any shout outs before you get out of here?
Shout out to Leonard Pierre. Oh. And
who's that?
That's Todd's partner.
Oh, Pierre.
Yeah.
I ain't know his government, y'all. I didn't know. Leonard. I was like, who is Leonard? All right.
Who we got? We got another fighter up here?
Yeah. Yeah, Todd got to go.
And we got
a special guest because,
Yeah. Talk that talk.
Yeah, because you're alderman. That's why.
Now, Todd, let me jump into a quick question. Can you explain, because my phone is going crazy with people saying, like, why don't they watch film? They got to watch film. They got to be ready. Can you explain to people the difference between amateur and professional fights?
But before you do that, sir, my phone is going crazy saying, yeah, Vern, you're right. You need to study before you go to war.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why we got right. The expert here.
I just didn't want to seem like I was the only crazy person. That's all.
In amateurs, actually, most of the time, 90% of the time, you don't even know who your opponent is, mm-hmm. because all teams come together from different gyms in different cities, states, wherever, and they all go to the gym. And once at the event, everybody sees a doctor, and then they try to match fighters based on their record, their experience, and their age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So some days you don't even know. Like, only times we know when there's a match that you know who you're fighting is if there's an event that's already matched prior to the show. So a trainer who's holding the fight, the event, just to make sure he gets bouts prior to the fight, he'll match him up. So he'll tell you to send a list of all your fighters and their weights and their experience and their age. And then he'll match them up ahead of time just so he has, because they try to at least have 8 bouts to make a match. So that's way, if they got 8 bouts, you can't get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
People who pay for the shows.
Okay.
So most of the time, you don't even know who your opponent is. But, you know, like I said, when they get into fights where, like, bigger tournaments and stuff like the Golden Gloves and stuff like that, you know, I do all the watching of the videos and I show them videos and stuff like that. But early on in amateurs, you'll get, because most of us, we fight in the Adirondack region, so we see the same guys all the time. So that's actually you seeing them.
Yeah, you seen them.
Like,
right.
Like for Luis Lopez, one time Luis Lopez, he ended up fighting one guy, Abraham Nova. You guys probably seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
He fought
Abraham
Nova 5 times.
All right.
So, you know, that's, wow. in the region, you know, regionals, you fight the same guys mostly, like, all the time.
Yeah, he's pro now. Undefeated,
yeah, Abraham Nova,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mike Black. What's going on with him? I saw him throwing 7,000 punches on Facebook Live or something like that. When is he going to be back?
Mike should be ready. Mike got he had a second shoulder surgery April, and he got cleared August 1st. So right now he's back in the gym, but he's just trying to get the shoulder stronger, develop the shoulder, get it stronger. He was running one night, and he fell down and fell right on his shoulder. And I didn't understand that because I know when I'm falling, I'm putting my hands down.
Yeah.
Mike, you're too old to be falling on your shoulder, man.
Mike's looking to fight. Mike's looking to get back into it February. I would say February. You know, he was just offered a big lucrative fight, and, you know, we were blown away by that. The numbers at this early, so early in his career. So we just know that those big fights are out there for these guys.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, y'all get into those lucrative fights and y'all need me to fill in, just let me know. I'm about, I don't know what I weigh right now, but, like, but if I need to down, I mean, drink some shakes for a couple weeks, I can get down, I can make weight.
You gonna fight amateur?
Nah, that's a pro fight right there. Yeah. Man, they talk about, but, they bro. Talking like 10,000. Listen, I played fight night round two too.
Like, bro, I'm just gonna give you some advice. Don't fight nobody unless you got a line on.
Nah, I'm doing the research.
I'm gonna help you, dog. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna sneak in and watch them. Yeah. I don't like
if
that.
If you start getting me, I better jump in.
I'm gonna come in. So Todd, talk about the progression. I mean, this time you got so many more fighters with you. Talk mm-hmm. about the progression and the growth. I've also seen that you're training some women. And you're working with some kids, and talk about stuff like that.
It's first and foremost, you know, it's just an honor to be able to give back like this. You know, as everyone knows, I do this free. I don't get paid for this. This is like, you know, this is just me doing what I do. We're on 11 years. Been doing this for 11 years now. Wow. Kids get to travel all over New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut. We went far as out to Ohio. That's Mike Black and Ryan Meiselbacher for Nationals. But, you know, everything, you know, we do, I get to see a part of the things that nobody sees when our fighters go to different places and people recognize, oh, there's the Hudson team. And they, you know, the kids, the young men, the young women, they got friends from different places. And mm-hmm. I get to see, the you know, where they get to have a good time and enjoy friends and meet people. And their friendship lasts a lifetime. I get to see that side of it. You know, there's not the brutal part of the sport. The progression is awesome, man. You know, like, it's like every day somebody new shows up in the gym. You know, we've been fortunate with me and Carlos, and now we got Greg. Well, Greg is our partner too, and now we just partnered with Popeye. He's also from Queens, and he's got the two new fighters. He's got a 11-1 fighter from Dominican professional, and he also got Deshaun, who's also he fought on the Switzerland national team. He's got like 40-50 amateur fights, and his only loss was to the number one kid in the country. These guys, I mean, it's a pleasure watching them grow. I mean, their growth spurt is a lot different than when Tommaso, Mike Black, Ishmael, Ryan Meiselbacher, those guys, they've been with me for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. These guys have been with me less than a year. I think Chris has been with me the longest. He's been with me about a year. But, you know, they're still all young, they're hungry, and they work hard, you know. It's mm-hmm. like all the other guys of the past, they work hard. They work hard. They come in, like Mike Black and Tommaso, they come in there and they show out, you know. They still say it's their gym, so the new guys got to work mm-hmm. hard to get to that, to maintain mm-hmm. that. I'm working with the school district. They just signed a 3-year contract with me to work with my brother's keeper with 10, 11,
oh,
12.
Okay.
5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders.
I got to give you the clap for that, man. That's a big one right there. Yeah. You get the clap for that, dog. We can clap you up.
And there's several other organizations that have reached out with me that, you know, having a good time. You know, I enjoy what I do.
Now we saw you in a weird corner. You was doing a little kickboxing. You was with a kickboxer. And I saw.
That dude was big, too.
I said, what the hell Todd doing over there? What was it like, you know, training for a different type of combat sport?
That was amazing. First and foremost, I got to give a shout out to Ed Black Rage Burris, former 4-time world kickboxing champion, who started working with me at Berkshire Farms over a year ago, and we just clicked right away. You know, being up there in his fight in Syracuse, being in his corner, it was amazing. I mean, so many people up in the 315 area, up in that area. Everybody's involved with kickboxing. I mean, I'm seeing grandmoms with these T-shirts on. There must have been 1,000 people at the show, and it was a different experience for me. But at the same time, my focus is, you know, the boxing side of it, and you know, I'm pretty good at that. So, I follow his career. I looked at a lot of his old fights. You know, we fought in the World Kickboxing League.
Study,
and
see?
You know. I watch a lot of the kickboxers, and, mm-hmm. and a lot of them don't know how to box. Yeah. Their feet game is awesome. Mm-hmm. They're kicking, you know. Him, Ed is just a big guy, you know. He's 6'5", 6'6", 270. Yeah. And his hands are like fly swatters. I mean, they're huge. And, you know, he's just got all natural power. I mean, like, to actually watch him kick. Like, when we're doing pad work with him, he never lets – he will never, like – want me to? I always want him to kick the pads. He's like, no, I can't do that, because I've seen him kick. You know, he practices kicking on metal steel poles with his shins to actually break a guy's leg. You know, I actually seen it, and I felt that was the first time I've ever felt sad. You know, I've been around the sport of boxing 40 years, and first time I ever was sad. Like, I seen the guy's face after he got kicked, and it was like he broke his leg with a kick, you know, and I'm like, I just felt bad for the kid.
Yeah, that's some serious that's serious leg work, man. Last things?
Nah, yeah. Hey,
just one last one. Tell the folks listening in who is the king of our boxing group and who has predicted the most fights.
I'm going to get you a boxing incorrect. Show. Man. I'm really going to get you a boxing show.
Who's correctly predicted the most wins?
I think I'm at a disadvantage because I always take the underdog. Yeah, I always take the underdog. And when I'm winning, they don't never say nothing. But
go on and tell the people now you deflected. We had some politicians on it. Now we're going to get you on. You deflect.
He picks good. All of them pick the same fight. The one who's expected to win, the one who's going to win. I mean, they pick them. Everybody knows me. I pick the underdogs. I'm an underdog. I'm always fighting for the younger. I fight
answer
for the little
answer
the
question.
I think he did.
I answered the question. It's just one guy in our group. He does pretty good.
Shout out to the Ty Aryan, Tim Martin, too.
Don't do him dirty like that. All right, Todd. Thanks for coming in, man. Photo ops. I want to talk to some more boxes real quick before
we thank you for all you do for the community.
Sean, everything that you do. What's up, Doug?
How's it going?
Right in the mic for me because I want to hear this. Just let us know your name and
I'm Jeremy.
Yeah, you know what? Me and him got the same barber. You know what I'm saying? I seen you getting a haircut, right?
Yeah.
And then 3 hours later, I seen you getting ready to knock somebody out. I said, yo, I would have said congrats, yo, good luck or something. You know what I'm saying? Because we was at Juan's. Talk about how long did you realize, when did you realize that you wanted to be a boxer?
Probably when I was like 19.
What was it?
Just really hanging out with Mike.
Mike Black?
Yeah. He's been my boy since like school.
Oh, okay.
And I always thought boxing, you know, was like a little girl sport or something. Sorry, but
boxing was a girl sport?
I thought so. I thought, you know,
I'm surprised he ain't saying nothing.
I'm football confused.
Was, a football was I and I thought a football was like more of like a man sport.
Oh, you got anything to say?
Yeah, I'm still confused.
And then I actually walked on in with Mike once and I got dropped, and then after that I decided to put all my work towards like the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, if you get jumped outside by a bunch of girls, we can't help you.
We can't help you.
So, like I asked the other guys, what is one of the hardest things about boxing?
Pretty much just like the work. You just have to like put in the work for it, and if you don't. Once when that time comes, you're not going to be ready for it.
Are you okay with not scouting the person you're fighting? Because I just think that's asinine. I'm sorry.
I'm actually fine with it.
I'm gonna do something for you guys. I'm going to go to the highest level. I got an alderman here. We're going to make amateurs scout other amateurs. It's no fair to be able to go in there and do some caveman-ish. That's caveman.
Now, that's fighting. It's combat sport. No, yeah, it's gladiator.
Yeah, nah,
that
man.
Says that's what you do. It's boxing.
Gladiators do that, and then that's all they do. These guys got to go to work the next day. These guys got
kids.
I know,
but they're trying to get to the level where they don't have to go to work the next day. And that's why I couldn't be a professional fighter. Because, like, I want to work out one time and be buff, and I want to fight two fights.
I know better than that.
I want to fight two fights and be the champion of the world.
Other
world? Yeah.
I know better than that. I'm just saying. All right, so let's say because you guys can't scout, don't you want to scout? That's the thing that I'm worried about. Like, you guys is like, nah, I'm good with it. At some point, you're going to have to know what the other guy does better.
That's professional level or golden gloves.
Well, if that's in your 5-year plan, wouldn't you start doing it now?
Well, they would if they could.
Well, I mean, when you fighting, he can scout. And he can come over there and tell you, like, bro, he ain't got no left. Yeah. I mean, right?
I'm actually fine with it.
Yeah?
You know, I'm fine with, like, not scouting.
The eye test is called.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's the eye test. You know, when you get in, they see the fighter, they look him up and down, and they usually, like, can tell from there, like, who has the upper hand, right, from the eye test.
What, by size?
Yeah.
Yeah, the size,
yeah,
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Their mannerisms, the confidence.
I'm sure. So what do you know about the guy you fighting in Saratoga this weekend?
Nothing. I just know his weight and how many wins he has.
What's his record?
He's 3-4.
You don't know how old he is?
Nope. And I don't care. I just want him to go in there and beat him. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
None of my kids ain't gonna be no
I like it.
I don't like it, dog. I don't like it. I respect it, but I don't like it, dog. It's almost caveman. It's like, listen, man, what if you going in?
Combat sports.
Okay, listen, I heard them saying that you can judge his mannerisms, and you know, but you know, you ever look at a guy in warm ups, he dribbling with his right hand the whole time, but he really left handed, and he only doing that because he know people watching him. If you're in an amateur fight and you judge his mannerism wrong, you going down.
Well, you still got to fight the fight.
Yeah, but you're going down.
Yeah, you got to be prepared to adjust. That's what makes people like Floyd Mayweather great, is that they can adjust multiple times.
So this is something that goes on everywhere, not just here. Yeah. No amateur knows.
Yeah, there's you know, the big gyms like Wild Card or Mayweather Gym. There's times where you walk in and, you know, somebody might call you out, and you got to be ready to go right then and there. You got to be ready to go.
I'm a pass, though.
That's why you stay ready, so you don't got to get ready.
I mean, yeah, you stay ready. I mean, I understand the stay ready part.
But it's combat. But that's the difference. That's why in amateurs, you'll see guys who have, you know, over 100 fights. For amateur fights, because, you know, you're fighting on a regular basis. When you're a pro, you have to take time off between each fight, and there's lead up between each fight. So that gives you time to study who your fighter is, because there's a contract there.
Okay.
And amateurs, there you show up, and this is what you got to get it on.
I don't know, man. I don't agree with it, but I guess that's just the way it is. All right, dog, anything you want to say? Any last shout outs or anything like that?
Probably just to, like, my mom. Actually, to my...
You mean probably to your
family.
Mom.
No, family and my friends and also my boxing crew here.
Okay.
My team. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, respect, man. We wish you guys all the luck, man. All the luck. Who didn't we talk to?
We
talked to Big Man right here, right? Let's talk to one more person before we get shown up. And we want to take a photo with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep it just in case y'all go to pro. I'm a scout for y'all, dog. I know there's a way. There's a way that I can scout. There's got to be a way. Go ahead, dog. Introduce yourself and tell them what weight you fight in.
Zilla. And
your name is Zilla?
Yeah.
See, now,
like, your mama named you Zilla?
Hold on, dog. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if we amateur fighting and they say, yo, V, you fighting Zilla?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I don't even want to look at Zilla.
Yeah,
that name going to have me like, nah,
crazy.
Bro.
Yeah, like,
nah,
I don't know
bro.
About this.
I want to be able to scout Zilla. Zilla, that's your name?
Yeah.
All right.
That's your real name?
It was Romel, but I got changed when I was like 3-4 months old.
You knew you was going to be a boxer at 3 months?
No.
Yeah, somebody did. They said, nah, this boy too big. We naming him Zilla. His name used to be Carl. They said, nah, we can't call him Carl no more. It's Zilla.
Did you fight last time?
Yeah.
In the last fight? How'd that go?
I lost. I didn't do bad. It's just my stamina
right in the mic?
Was not there.
Right in the
So stamina?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I was when I asked you guys what was the hardest part, and I do respect the focus answer, but the training just looks so hard. Like, them tires look heavy, dog. And just what you guys do, and the constant, like, just beating on each other. But so your stamina, like, do you take the blame for that on your own and say, listen,
yeah,
I didn't do enough to get right?
I didn't think I was gonna be able to fight, so I was just like, yeah.
Oh, so.
He ain't stay ready.
Oh, okay.
He was like, my name's Zilla. I don't got to stay ready. Like, they know.
So, do you know anything about the guy you fighting on Saturday?
No, not a clue.
What's different now about your conditioning?
Definitely make sure I'm ready this time. I'm not going out that way. Not again.
How old are you?
19.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm thinking. Like, at 19, man, you know, I want to box, but I want to drink, and I want to hang out, you know? And if it's amateurs, look, I mean, think about it. You can't scout nobody. So there is a chance because they said you always have a puncher's chance, right?
Yeah.
So you really could get drunk and still go beat somebody up. It ain't.
Or you could get hurt.
I'm just saying. So.
Yeah.
I'm just
sacrifices. Saying. That's right.
For sure.
Yeah. How much do the guys in the camp, like, push you to make sure that, you know, you stay ready? Because is it a reflection on the camp or is it just a reflection on you?
No, that time it was me. Everybody usually all good with that, but no, that time it was just me.
But anybody come and say, Zella, man, you know, like, you ain't training enough. Because I've seen Todd go on Facebook and say things to Tommaso and to Mike Black, like, yo, you're not running enough. You're not doing this. You're not ready. So nobody does that?
No, not really.
And what weight class?
Heavyweight.
Heavyweight? So what's that, Slay?
210.
210? Whoa.
How much you weigh?
215.
Yeah. Yeah, you better stay ready. you up there with the big boys.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, get ready. So what's the outcome going to be?
I don't know. I'm just going to go and fight and do what I do.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, man, good luck, yeah.
We want to see the whole team victorious.
Yeah, let's take a quick break, man. We wish you guys luck, man. And I'm serious about the whole not scouting thing. I think it's dangerous. You guys going out there, you're risking your life for no money. I like boxing. I don't love it. I like it. But I wish you guys luck. I'm going to see what I could do. I'm going to start a petition, man. Because the amateurs, you should not be walking in the ring with someone you don't know what they're capable of.
Combat sports, man. Nah,
that's illegal, dog.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. I'm calling illegal right now.